Well, the Cass County Master Gardeners have some opportunities for folks to pick up some grants and scholarships again this year. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Kate Olson, who's an active member of the Cass County Master Gardeners group and certainly helps to kind of lead the way. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jim?
Good. We had this discussion once before. You are a Master Gardener?
I am technically not a certified Master Gardener because I haven't actually completed the training from a student standpoint, but I have sat through it from an instructor standpoint about five times now. So.
Let me rephrase that for you. I haven't had time because Iowa State University Extension keeps me very busy.
Never a dull moment in the Extension office, but that's all right. We like to keep busy.
But you guys at the Extension office, you folks do act as kind of a clearinghouse for a lot of this stuff, which fits the mission very, very well.
Absolutely, yeah.
We want to talk a little bit about some scholarship and grant opportunities that are out here for folks. I guess let's talk about the scholarship application opportunities, because that's going on right now. Folks can participate if they would like in the programs and get some assistance there too.
Absolutely, yes. Our Master Gardeners have been looking at different ways of doing scholarships for many different years, wanting to get folks just more interested in horticulture. And so this year they're really pushing that by offering a post-secondary scholarship to anyone who is interested in studying or considering a career in horticulture. They can be someone graduating this year as a senior, or they can be someone who maybe has already graduated and is looking at taking further classes or doing some continuing education. But the primary goal is that the Master Gardeners want to take the money that their group raises through various fundraisers and encourage other people to get into horticulture.
We're not talking about scholarship opportunities for Master Gardeners. These are the Master Gardeners, the money that they've been able to generate, and they were able to kind of spread that out a little bit to get young people interested.
Absolutely, yes. They want to get more young people interested. Of course, down the road, we're hoping that folks that are interested in horticulture will kind of turn around and become Master Gardeners as well. But yeah, the Master Gardener program is all about community service and horticulture education. Providing a benefit to the community, and so they want to turn around and encourage folks of all ages, I was going to say young people, but they do not have to be graduating seniors this year, to take some continuing education classes in horticulture.
Very good. So opportunities out there. Is this a growing field?
Of course it's a growing field. It's all about growing things.
But are there lots of opportunities out there for young people? Because you know, we talk agriculture, and, you know, there were decades ago when we talked agriculture, we were pretty much talking about hands in the dirt, taking care of things out on the farm. But as we know now, there are tons and tons of opportunities throughout agriculture. Horticulture, is it kind of the same way? Are there lots of opportunities?
Horticulture can look like a lot of things. I would just say, based on the amount of calls that we get in the Extension office, people want to know how to plant a lawn, maintain a lawn, maintain their yards and gardens. Well, there's a lot of interest growing now in local foods and growing your own food, doing that. Tree care, lawn care, turf grass is from more of an athletic field or golf course type, mm-hmm. All of those would be opportunities in horticulture.
Okay. And I'm sure there are some research opportunities out there for folks who really want to go to school.
Absolutely.
Very good. The deadline's coming up, I assume, pretty quickly, isn't it?
Towards the end of the month, yep. So folks have a couple weeks if they want to kind of get everything organized. It is a $1,000 one-time scholarship, and applications are due April 27th. So that's kind of the last week of the month. We're trying to get all those rounded up. Obviously, folks will be wanting to make plans as they head off to school probably next year. So
application process isn't all that demanding?
Nope. Application form is posted on our website. It is also available at a list of schools. And I guess I should probably mention there is a specific list of schools because the Cass County Master Gardeners pulls from a variety of surrounding counties. One of the requirements is that you be graduating from or a prior year graduate of Atlantic Audubon, AHSTW, Clarinda Cam, Exira EHK, Griswold Harlan, Red Oak, or Riverside. Those are all school districts where we have current members of the Cass County Master Gardeners living.
Very good. Well, it takes up a good chunk of the area here. So.
It does.
Excellent. So check that out. You can go online and check that out, or you can check with your high school counselors there at schools, too, and find those applications.
Absolutely.
Well, very good. Let's get to the grant money now. It's always fun to hand out some money for some different things, too. And
yes.
This has been a fairly successful program in the last few years, hasn't it?
Yes. The Master Gardener Grant Program has been ongoing for several years now. And I was driving around the other day and saw a sign from a previous year grant project. So you can still see a lot of the signs. Now, we do, after a couple of years, we do request that they bring the signs back to us so we can reuse them. But yeah, there is a lot of projects around Cass County that have been funded by these Master Gardener Memorial Grants over the years. So definitely a good opportunity for any group that wants to kind of take that Master Gardener mission of community education in horticulture, community betterment or beautification. It's been used for a wide variety of projects by a lot of different groups. Several grants have gone to support youth education in gardening through schools, preschools, 4-H clubs, Cub Scout groups. All sorts of groups have done things with youth gardening. A lot of community beautification grants have gone to cities or other community betterment groups. Groups have used them to fix up local cemeteries with some plants, beautify downtown areas, put on gardening educational events like at local libraries. So really the possibilities are kind of limitless. It just has to be something that improves the community through the use of plants or gardening.
Yeah, it's pretty flexible.
Yes.
Kind of meant for a lot of the nonprofit type organizations,
yes,
whether they be churches or civic groups.
Right.
Kids who want to get involved in different types of projects and things.
Yep.
The goal, I suppose, is two-pronged. You want to get people interested in doing those kinds of things, mm-hmm, but also to pretty up the place a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the Master Gardener Group is all about taking horticulture knowledge and improving the community with it, and they want to do that with their funds as well. Your Master Gardener Group does several fundraisers a year, but the main one is their plant sale coming up here in May on Mother's Day weekend. And so they take that money and turn it right back around into the community through these scholarships and grants.
Very good. They're not giant scholarships, but you can do a lot with $300,
yes,
can't you?
Yeah, and that's the kind of the idea. You'll notice one of the requirements on there is that if a group received up to $300 last year, they're not eligible to apply again this year. So groups can be funded for several projects, but the group doesn't want to be, I guess, an ongoing source of funding for a project. They want to kind of kickstart a project or be a contributor to a project. And kind of the idea with the $300 grants is, you know, our group doesn't have a large amount of money, but they have enough money that they want to spread it out and have it do good in little ways across the community and kind of encourage people to do something that make an impact in your own little corner of the world, if you will.
You bet. Now, because they're presenting their project to you for your approval, mm-hmm, are these a little bit more detailed than like the scholarship applications, for example?
Both the scholarship application and the grant application basically just have to answer about 4 or 5 basic questions. For the grant application, of course, we want to know how it benefits the community. They're looking to make sure that it's a group that has, you know, a contact person and at least a well-organized group that maybe has a history of doing some successful projects. One of the things that we've started writing in the past couple of years is what the group's plan for sustainability is after the fact. So if this is a one-time installation of a flower bed, what's the maintenance plan going forward? Obviously, we don't want to drive by these projects in 3 years and have the Master Gardener sign sitting in a bed of weeds. So, from that standpoint, we do ask the groups to just put together a little bit of a plan. How will you spend the money? And we try and go through them. And, you know, if you're spending $300 all on plants, that's fine. But do you have another plan for mulching, maintaining, prepping the flower bed, you know, things like that? If you're spending all of your money on materials for school curriculum, do you have the supplies that you need to do that also? How are you going to kind of backfill to make sure that the project is a success as a whole? And if you are going to plan on keeping it going, how are you going to do that?
Okay. So it's got a little thought is involved.
Yes.
To make sure that you have a sustainable project.
Yes.
There.
And we've had, like I said, we've had a fantastic amount of variety, and some fantastically successful projects apply for this grant. So people in general do a very nice job of putting together very well thought out projects that benefit the community. They have a good plan for keeping them going. They just use this as an extra little boost to really get that project started.
Sure. Look around. You'll probably see some of them.
Absolutely.
Very good. This grant opportunity here is somewhat limited to on time because we've only got a few weeks left here.
Yes. So this one ends actually April 24th. The applications have to be in our office. And again, they're on the Cass County Extension website. They also were mailed to maybe some folks who've received them several years prior if those groups have additional projects they want to do. So, yeah, if folks are interested, then give us a call. We can help walk them through the process if they have any questions, or they can download the form from our website and look at it. Or, of course, they're welcome to stop in our office and pick up either the scholarship application or the grant form as well.
Okay. And you'll let those folks know by May 1st, so they still have plenty of time to get it going here this season.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. And appreciate all the things the Cass County Master Gardeners do. It's a great opportunity to be able to reach out.
Yes. We have a fantastic group here in Cass County, and they are always keeping busy, but they have some great impacts across the whole county. So.